We spoke to Janet, a lady we met. She came into the studio a few months ago. And anyway, she started telling us about she works at a recruitment agency and had 60 jobs that they couldn't fill. Like, people just not applying for them. We're talking mainly diesel mechanics and those types of jobs.
Yeah.
Specialised skills.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Anyway, a day or two back, she texted me again and said, it's just getting worse. So we've got her on the line now. Janet, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. Good, Janet, do you want to say who you work for? Is that okay or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, that's fine. It's Recruitco.
Recruitco, okay. Mm. What's the latest situation? Just expand on the text message you sent me a couple of days ago.
Yeah, just a follow-up. Obviously, the day I came on, we had, you know, a few people ring up, a few resumes sent, but obviously we weren't able to fulfil that commitment. But since then, we've also got continuing roles, in other areas. So anything from boilermakers, not all skilled. We have order pickers, for example. We have general labourers, anything. And the frustrations we have as recruiters, we are sifting through, as I said to you, numerous, literally hundreds of resumes through a week. Mm. And there's only a small percentage that apply that are actually suitable for a particular role. And overall, there's probably about 15% that are suitable for any role. And there's a combination of factors involved
with
that.
If there's 15% suitable, doesn't that mean you can fill them?
Not necessarily, because there's a process you have to go through. So there are, in some instances, there's pre-employment screening, which includes drug and alcohol.
So what, they're failing them, are they? Or?
Well, we try to screen that and filter that out before we get to a pre-employment stage. But unfortunately, we're dealing with humans, so not everybody's forthcoming. Obviously, if they're operating machinery, we can't put them where they could be at risk to themselves or somebody else.
Yep.
There are people that have no idea what they're applying for because they are just meeting obligations, and that's, you know, when
what's
you're on the phone dolly, going...
Man? Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. Well, if we ring up and we say, okay, you've applied for a general hand, which one is that? They haven't read what's involved for the role.
Right.
So how can you apply for something when you don't know what you've applied for?
So are they just trying to tick the boxes to get to the dole?
And that's not, unfortunately there is a small majority of people that will do that. And then there are people that generally are looking for work, but for whatever reason, we can't place them. And that could be lack of skills, it could be they haven't worked for a length of time, or they have some major issues. We're governed by what our clients want from us, and obviously what, we have to do.
What are some of the best jobs you got up for grabs now that you can't believe you can fill, that you just think, gee, we should be able to fill this job easy?
Boilermakers, HR drivers and MR drivers.
What are HR drivers? What do you mean there?
Heavy rigid. So your larger trucks, yes.
Mm. Okay.
And what was the other driver, sorry?
Medium rigid, so that's an MR.
Yeah, righto. So, and aren't you still chasing diesel mechanics, is that right?
Oh, not so much. That's sort of gone on the wayside at the moment, but we're always looking at anybody with skills that we can actually obviously filter out to our clients and market them out to the workplace.
All right, Janet, thank you. Thanks for joining us again. It's Recruitco that she works for, but there are many, many recruiting agencies out there in the same boat. Roo, I can't believe this now. I've just looked at the figures. So Australia's unemployment is at the lowest it's been for a long time.
Australia,
5.5. However, in South Australia, we lead this unfortunate stat with 7.3% unemployed.
Yeah, and even a lot higher dits if you look down at the younger end of the market too, sort of late teenagers, early 20s and stuff like that. It's much higher.
Now, you were telling me a story about a lady that comes into the pub.
Yeah, I had a lady who comes into the Alma quite regularly, and she was just saying to me, in her business, she's about to have to forego a contract, which is worth a reasonable amount of money to her. She's prepared to pay someone around $80,000 detailing cars and cleaning up cars and bits and pieces.
80 grand.
Yes, and cannot fill a role out there.
You've got to be kidding.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, this is unskilled. It's you're still got to be good at your job, and you got to work hard, and there's still a lot of things you got to do right, but you don't have to go through TAFE for 4 years or, be an apprentice for 4 years. And she can't fill it. She cannot get a person to do the job, which is just unbelievable.
I find that amazing.